Hello, Carol, and thank you for joining us today. I'm grateful you can be with us and tell us a bit about your story, especially your spiritual journey.
Yes, hi, Kathleen. It's very nice to be with you this afternoon. I live in Baltimore, Maryland. I've lived here for approximately 30 years. I teach Hatha yoga, and I also work in a business. My spiritual journey begins when I was a child. I remember going out and visiting a master in my dreams and staying with him for a while. As I grew up, I loved Jesus Christ and was raised in the Presbyterian Church. I went to the Presbyterian Church and followed Jesus pretty much throughout my childhood and teenage years. And then when I went to college, I started to go to a church there, and then I started to realize that church services for me seemed contrary to what I was seeking at the time. And so I no longer attended church, but I kept, of course, Jesus in my heart. And Jesus led me throughout, always and forever in my heart. Then one day, Jesus led me to the master that I had been with in the dreams in my childhood. I found this master in a book in what I believe was a humanities class at Northern Arizona University, where I went to college. And the professor there, her name is Dr. Vasant Merchant, I will never, ever forget her, was showing the book to the class. And as she passed it around, I saw it and realized and remembered my childhood dreams. Not too many people know of this ascended master. His name is Sri Aurobindo, and his teachings come from an ancient Vedic realm. In Sanskrit, Veda means the knowledge, the received name for the highest spiritual truth of which the human mind is capable. And then this is a quote, "Truth comes to us as a light, a voice, compelling change of thought, imposing a new discernment of ourselves and all around us. Truth of thought creates truth of vision, and truth of vision forms in us truth of being. And out of truth of being, which is satyam in Sanskrit, flows naturally truth of emotion, will, and action." And this is indeed the central notion of the Veda, of the ancient text of India. And that is taken from page 95, chapter 10 of the book Secret of the Veda by Sri Aurobindo. From there, I went to San Francisco, California, and I took up studies at the California Institute of Integral Studies, which was founded by a great disciple of Sri Aurobindo, Dr. Haridas Chaudhary. And while there, Dr. Chaudhary, who had this truth consciousness of which Sri Aurobindo writes so profusely and profoundly, he was a constant friend, Dr. Chaudhary was, to all great masters. At his Cultural Integration Fellowship, there were great teachers of the Buddha, Jesus Christ, Krishna, which is Surya, Confucius, Lakshmi, Mother Mary, and countless others. I imbibed all of this and finally went to India and the Sri Aurobindo Ashram to study. There in India for 3 years, I studied the integral yoga of Sri Aurobindo and Divine Mother Mira, who is Sri Aurobindo's twin flame. And then upon returning to the United States, I was led to order some items from a man named Warren Wallring. We started a conversation about spiritual work, and he told me about the Ascended Masters group. And so I have been going to classes of the Ascended Masters group now for at least 20 years. And this group has deeply reflected what I had been studying already for years. And that's kind of a very short synopsis of my spiritual journey. And if there's any questions or any other that you'd like to ask Kathleen, please feel free to do so.
Oh, thank you, Carol. Yes, I'm interested in how you got connected with our friend Donna from Baltimore and the study groups you might be going to with her. And what you think
about
them.
Donna was a teacher in one of the study groups that Warren Wallring led me to. And she taught, I took her classes for, I guess, 2 or 3 years before the Heart Center was formed. Then later, she left that space of teaching, and I still stayed in that space, and there were other teachers there, and I took the classes. And I was in those classes for, oh my goodness, at least 8 years, even more, even longer, 8, 10 years. Then I changed to the Heart Center, which Donna has been leading in the area. And I attend her study groups and on Sunday afternoons. And I'm trying to get back to the groups that do the mantras because my schedule has not permitted me to do this in the last year or so. But I'm trying to get back to doing that. And that's how I know Donna very well. I deeply revere her and respect her. I'm just going to tell you this. I've never told her this, but just to be in her presence is such a wonderful, deep, loving feeling, just to be with her.
Oh, Carol, I know what you mean. She is a very loving person.
Yes, she definitely is.
That's one definitely outpictures the Heart Center in her being.
And yes, absolutely.
And I'm so glad that you do like to do the mantras, as we call our prayers and songs and decrees. And we do have some of them available that you can even do on your own, you know, through YouTube things like that.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I know you work at night, so that makes it a bit difficult to join in the groups that meet during the daytime. So I'm glad we have these other offerings. And maybe sometime we can even meet you at an event or something when we get together.
Yes, I've been to several of David's conferences when he has them here.
Uh-huh.
I always go to his conferences, and they are always very, very enlightening for me.
Oh, wonderful. Well, for one last question, can you tell me anything you remember from any of these conferences that particularly moved you or inspired you in some way?
Yes, of course, the blessings. That instantaneously just came to me, the blessings that he gave. Mm-hmm. At the end of the conference, of one conference, I can remember being deeply inspired by that and deeply moved by those blessings. And it was a wonderful experience that time.
Well, so wonderful. I am grateful for the Ascended Masters in our lives, and when they do come to us so tangibly, it's quite a blessing, as you said.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It certainly is.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Carol, for being with us today and giving us a little snippet of your path. And it's so wonderful to hear how even from our childhood, and maybe especially from our childhood, the Masters are with us and then they lead us, you know, in various ways to get together.
Yes, indeed. That has definitely been my experience. And I thank you so much, Kathleen, for giving me this opportunity to speak with you and to share.
Wonderful. Thank you, Carol.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Kathleen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.